Well, Daniel, we've got some very, very special guests this morning.
Well, Brad, and in our Touchpoint Rehab interview chair is Donna Swanson, executive director and co-founder of Focus Center for Autism and the Fresh Start School. And Donna, good morning. Welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning, Donna.
Talk first of all about the Focus Center for Autism.
Well, the Focus Center for Autism has been in existence for 17 years. We've been a nonprofit, and we've served over 400 kids and families, and we just were approved last November as a special education program, which is the Fresh Start School, which we're really excited about. It's sort of the evolution of everything that we've been doing for the past 17 years.
You know, Donna, I understand that autism is the fastest growing developmental disorder and is the most underfunded.
Yeah, that's true, and it's
can't believe that, but it is true.
It is true, and it's kind of a shame, but it's definitely when kids on the spectrum get treatment early and get the kind of services that they need, progress can be made regardless of where you fall on the spectrum. The spectrum's like a rainbow, so you have kids that fall in all different areas. Some are very severely impacted, and then there are others that are less impacted, but they still have a lot of the same things in common.
There are listeners, no doubt about it, that don't know what autism is and how it affects a child.
Okay, so autism is a neurobiological developmental disorder, and it affects the areas of communication, behavior, processing, anxiety, communication. It affects the whole body, and depending on where you're, we call it creatively wired and socially challenged. So wherever your wiring connects, that those are the kind of symptoms, the impact it can have.
But I was reading about it, and some of them, some of the kids, I mean, math, they're terrific.
They can be terrific in all kinds of things, and that's their special interests. Those are sort of the kids that are on the higher level, the more, less impacted. And they can be like savants, or they can also just be really very much interested. They love weather. They whatever their interests are, that is what they can focus on the most. And the challenge is to try and teach them within their interests as well, so that they want to learn.
Donna, I've heard, and I've actually known some people who have children with autism who for some reason find it very therapeutic to be around horses. What do you know about that?
I know a lot about that because I have a horse and I have a donkey, and we've had horses. Yeah. And the kids come to our house during the summer and during the school year, and they can communicate and relate to these animals like no one else.
Really?
We had a Belgian, 2,000-pound Belgian. These kids were not afraid of them at all. Our donkey, Maybelline, has trauma. We rescued her. She relates better to the kids with autism than she does to the rest of the people.
Why is that?
Yeah.
They just have this innate ability that they have an understanding of each other, and they just, I don't know, and dogs and pets, whatever animal they're interested in, they have a gift to connect.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
Take us through your school. I mean, do you take students who are from all over the spectrum? Certain students, describe it.
We primarily take kids who are from, say, the middle of the spectrum up. There are programs that...
What's the age?
Our school is from 11 to 18 right now, but we also have an after-school program that kids can be 8 and above to come to, and we also have group homes for kids that are on the spectrum with trauma from 14 to 21, and a young adult program 18 to 25 plus in Torrington. Those are state-funded programs. The young adults have a really difficult time.
Donna Swanson, executive director and co-founder of Focus Center for Autism and the Fresh Start School. What was it, 3 years ago? When did you and I meet each other?
You and I met 3 years ago.
Three years ago.
For our festival for autism that we had. And
And we both shed a tear together.
Yes, we did. We did, because it's so emotional.
I'll never forget.
Yeah, I love these kids. I'm passionate about these kids, and I believe in them. And I think one of the things that we do that is the best thing is that kids need to feel, all of us need to feel safe first. And so a lot of our kids have been bullied in school or misunderstood, not to anybody's fault, but that's just, so it's, being in school has not always been a great place. One of our kids said it's like going to Iraq every day. That's the kind of anxiety that gets generated.
Wow.
So we provide a safe place. Then we gently nudge them towards learning. And we've had a pretty good success rate with our kids.
Does anybody know or have an idea, when you think of one in 68, what is it that they're, and Dan was talking earlier about, this is the reason a lot of parents don't want their kids to have these shots,
right?
Vaccinations.
There are thoughts about the vaccination. There's thoughts about genetic. There's environmental impacts. I don't think there will be any one particular cause for autism, and it affects different people in different ways. So it still remains quite an enigma. And we do know that treatment can help, and that there are a lot of comorbid physical conditions like seizures, feeding disorders, sleeping disorders, sensory processing problems. So sometimes you can treat those things, and that helps with the autism. But the autism's pretty much there. Some people have said they have recovered from it.
Have recovered.
There are some people that say they have recovered from it. It's all wide open right now.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Can you outgrow it?
Some people say that you can, and some people, it depends. It really depends on the people that I have worked with have not recovered from it.
Mm-hmm.
But they have learned to be the best that they can be within their disorder. And then there are some kids that are severely impacted, in that 40% of the people on the autism spectrum are nonverbal. Which is a lot.
Don't speak.
They don't speak, or they don't have meaningful communication. They can't really, they can repeat a whole cartoon series or that kind of thing. That may be their form of communication. It just really depends on where you fall on the spectrum. But no matter where you fall, you still need services. You have to have services in order to have
human beings.
Right.
Now, how does someone enroll in your school? How does a student?
It's changed now so that parents can also call, and we get referrals from school systems, professionals. Parents can call our main number, 860-693-8809, and ask about the school and ask about a tour. There's an intake process so that we want kids who are the right fit, so that we can help them and that they can benefit from our program.
But define right fit.
That they can, there's sort of a feel to it, but that we can manage them, that they're not overly aggressive, that they can kind of handle what is in the milieu, the environment. And be reset. We have a lot of kids with anxiety. Anxiety is key. And then we have kids that have the social, the processing. And so you just kind of want to see if they can benefit from the program. Not everybody can. There are places for everybody. The kids that we're dealing right now with in the school program are 11 to 18, so a lot of puberty issues, social anxiety, that kind of thing, and in addition to the autism and whatever else may be going on with them.
Why more boys than girls?
They do not know that. They used to think that part of it was just underdiagnosing, and girls present a little differently. Girls are social, chatty, but they're just starting to really see the difference in being able to diagnose it better. But it's most definitely four times more often in boys.
Boys?
Yeah.
Four times?
Yeah.
What fascinates me, too, is this whole thing about animals. I mean, you say you got a donkey and you got a horse and
two dogs.
And two dogs and...
And they can relate to these guys like unbelievable. It's just it's an unspoken gift. Yes.
Now, I'm told routine is important to all of us, or most of us anyway, but I am told that routine is especially important for those with autism. Is that fair?
Yeah, it is, because it grounds them, and then they know what is coming next. Like at Focus, they know how the day runs, what they can expect, so that when a wrinkle happens, they know that we can handle it, but for the most part, they don't have to guess about what's going to happen. We just had two kids in one of the programs that were not getting along, but they wanted to be together. So we came up with a simple schedule that they could tell when they could be together certain times. That took all the angst out of guessing, when do I get to be with my friend? When do I get to meet my friend? It's simple things like that, but they mean a lot. And our kids do not like to transition. They have a very difficult time with transition, so you have to learn how to transition them the best.
How does it affect their parents?
Their parents work so hard for these kids, and they give so much. It's 24/7. They really rearrange their whole lives for these kids. I had one mom that used to sleep in the doorway because her kid used to get up in the middle of the night, and one day she found little footprints outside the slider door, and he was only like 9 years old, so she started sleeping in the doorway so that he'd have to go over her in order to get out. These parents will do anything for their kids. It's really quite remarkable, the love and sacrifices they make, not only as parents, but as a family. They wrap around these kids.
But you yourself, Donna, just sitting here with you and looking at you and talking with you, you've got to be special to get into this. And as I said, I was with you one time, and it was an emotional time. But you just absolutely love what you do.
I love what I do, and I can't imagine that. They are the gifts of my life, and I can't imagine doing anything else. They understand me, I understand them, and it just goes up from there.
Okay, hold those thoughts. I know we've got a traffic update, Brad, and then we'll continue with Donna Swanson to the top of the hour.
And it's 7:47, 13 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Now, you and your husband, now, as far as the funding goes, and everything, there's not much, and you and your husband started this together.
Yes.
How did that happen, and why did you do it?
I had a private practice, and I kept getting referred kids that were attention deficit disorder and oppositional defiant, and they were really anxious and on the autism spectrum, and I kept going to different trainings, and I just fell in love with them because they are so honest, and they are so, When you are able to connect and have a relationship with them, it means everything. And my husband, who also used to work with the homeless for 20 years, he saw how much it meant to me, and he helped get us licensed back in the day when we were licensed as a extended day treatment. And he's a huge part of it. He's sort of the financial wizard. He writes the grants. He's what they call the silent power of Focus. And I'm sort of, I guess I'm the noisy power of Focus.
Well, we're going to get to that after our Your Money Now feature, because we want to find out how the state budget situation is impacting your school. We'll get to that in just a moment. But a typical school day starts when for your students?
They start at quarter of eight. They get there about quarter of eight, between 8 and 8:15. They come in, they check in, they have goals that they have to work on for the day. We have two special education teachers. They're divided up into different classrooms. It's a small building.
Right.
But we do amazing things there. And we do what is called differential learning, so that they try to find as many different ways to teach these kids, whether it's visual, auditory, hands-on, and they try to find just ways to turn the kids on to learning. These kids learn by osmosis anyway.
Okay.
It's getting them to actually do the work that's the hard part.
Coming up to, 10 minutes before the hour, and we will be right back with a special guest. Donna Swanson, Executive Director and co-founder of Focus Center for Autism and the Fresh Start School. And guess what I just found out? Her husband bought her a MyPillow. How about that? All right.
There you go.
That's the reason that you're so energized and everything. You sleep well.
There you go.
Brad, we're talking about the Focus Center for Autism and the Fresh Start School. How do you operate? How do you get your funding?
Well, tuition and a prayer. We don't have any real funding right now. Probably never really had. We have the two state contracts that we use for the group home and the supportive living programs. And then we do fundraising, and fundraising's important. We're going to have an annual appeal that's coming out in November that we rely on donations, and we just have amazing staff that just stay with us and we just never lose the dream.
How can somebody, if they want to get involved, get involved?
If they want to get involved, they can call our main number, 860-693-8809. And we also have a website, focuscenterforautism.org. We have a Facebook page, Focus Center for Autism. I think I got that probably a little off, but you can... We have places that you can donate right then and there, and also we have a newsletter that's gone out and our appeal. Let us know. Send us money. Send us love. We want to stay in business.
Now, Donna, you mentioned a couple of state contracts. Have they been impacted by the state budget crisis?
A little bit. And hopefully they're holding at what they're holding at, which is 5% for the group, the therapeutic supportive housing, and our DCF funding is holding steady at the group home.
That's terrific.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But like you said, you're just getting by.
Right. We just get by. Mm-hmm. But we do a lot with what we have, and we believe. We just believe that we are meant to be, and we're going to stay in business.
I want your telephone number again. What is your telephone number?
860.
Wait a minute. 860.
693-8809.
If people want to donate, if they want to get in charge, you know, they want to meet you, this kind of thing, this is the number.
That's the number.
Okay.
And look at our website and like us on Facebook.
Have you been in touch with students once they graduate from your school?
We are the Hotel California. You check in, but you never really leave. I still have kids that still come to me 17 years later.
What are they doing now?
Some of them are in college. Some of them have jobs. Some of them, they've done some amazing things, and they just consider us their family. They may not have always liked us when they were there, but they never want to leave.
I love that. You are the Hotel California.
We are the Hotel California.
That should be your theme song.
Conveniently located in Canton.
In Canton, right. Now, you mentioned some of them now have jobs. What would some of those jobs be?
One of them has worked at Walgreens Distribution Center, and he's missed one day of work.
Wow.
In, I don't know, like 8 years. Mm. And he thought he missed a day of work, but it was closed for a snow day. and we had to tell him that, you know, no, you didn't actually miss work, but they're really hard. When you find the right job for them, they can do amazing, amazing things. Another one works at, Amazon, and somebody else works at, go ahead.
Now, Fresh Start School, 860-693-8809. Have you got it? Write it down. 860-693-8809. Thank you.
Donna, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. And you know, the Fresh Start School, every day is a fresh start. That's why.
I love it.
We're going to stop by. We'll
treat you to something good.
Okay, 8 o'clock in the morning, and we'll be back.